This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. The marriage is in trouble because, and here is part number 8. Keeping secrets from one another. You have a secret bank account, secret conversation, going to your parents' house without him or her knowing. You're just always living this double life. So at home you're one person, but outside the home you're someone completely different. Keeping money stashed where your wife or your husband doesn't know about. Giving money to certain individuals or your family and so on, and no one knows about it. This is a recipe for disaster in the marriage. Now, I admit that there are some couples out there where one side is really trying to be open and honest, but every time they do that, the other side decides to take that information and use it or abuse it. And then one day, if there's an argument, that information is thrown right back to that individual. So the person decides, well, you know what? I'm not going to tell her anything anymore. Every time I tell her I have some extra money, or every time I tell him I have some extra savings, he always demands it from me. She always wants to purchase this or to buy that, so I'm just going to keep it secret. Here's the key ingredient or the key advice to solving these kind of issues. You have to communicate and come to some kind of verbal agreement. So you have to say that, look, we won't keep secrets from one another, but here's the responsibility behind it when you know this kind of information. And this is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, we don't have one hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever told a companion, make sure you don't tell your husband this, or you keep this information from your wife. Keep this set of information away from them. Don't let them know it. We don't even have a hadith like that. Scholars say that because of this, there should always be that open relationship where you can communicate and talk about everything and anything. If you can't do that with your spouse, then there's a good chance you're going to probably do it with somebody else who might be giving you the wrong information. So one prime example that we see happening in this day and age is divorce, or when problems happen in the marriage. You know, you'll have like a sister, she's going through so much issues in her marriage, so she'll talk to some of her friends about it. And her friends will say, you know what, he's a fool, you should just leave him. You know what, he never gave you your mahar, or he only gave you a part of it, you should just leave him and divorce. And shaitan gets into her head and starts listening to all of these things, and guess what? She goes back to the home, and she says, I want a divorce. Now he's in shock because he thought it was just a problem that we could discuss, communicate, and put that aside. But now it turns into a huge problem. There was an interesting hadith regarding incidences like this that is narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, where the Prophet ﷺ told us that every single day Iblis, he will meet with his followers. And he will ask them, or he would listen to what the followers would say to him of what they've done to mankind for that day. So some will say, I caused somebody to commit zina. I caused somebody to steal. I influenced this person to commit a haram. And Iblis would listen to all of this. But when he hears that one of the shayateen or jinn say to him, today I caused a divorce, or I separated a husband and wife, this is when Iblis applauds this individual and starts praising this jinn in front of all of the other shayateen and jinn. Because that is a great accomplishment to Iblis. May Allah curse him. Subhanallah. So brothers and sisters, you have to work at your marriage. And to work towards that marriage is you have to communicate with each other and talk about things. Don't keep secrets. Because at the end of the day, when you have that open communication with one another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in the marriage. You start to trust one another and confide in each other about anything. And at the end of the day, no matter what you deal with in your life, you always say to yourself, I can go back home and talk to my wife. I can go back home and talk to my husband. Always remember when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got his first revelation and he was scared and confused. What did he do? Who did he run to get comfort? Don't say that he ran to Khadija radiallahu anha. We know that. I want you to say that he ran to his wife. And he said to his wife, Zambiluni, cover me, protect me. And the wife in turn, she didn't just say, what's wrong with you? We should be a man. Just handle it. She started responding to him and calling upon Allah Azza wa Jal to shower mercy. And she started to console him and relax him and let him know that things are going to be okay. With that kind of understanding or that kind of example, marriages flourish. Communication is strong. And you start depending on one another to get through life bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our marriages. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The marriage is in trouble, and here's part number 8.
Oh. Keep going.
Okay.